Unit 3, Chapter 9, page 133. Innocent until proven guilty, the criminal court system.
The purpose of the American court system is to protect the rights of the people. According to American law, if someone is accused of a crime, he or she is considered innocent until the court proves that the person is guilty. In other words, it is the responsibility of the court to prove that a person is guilty. It is not the responsibility of the person to prove that he or she is innocent. In order to arrest a person, the police have to be reasonably sure that a crime has been committed. The police must give the suspect the reasons why they are arresting him and tell him his rights under the law. Then the police take the suspect to the police station to book him. Booking means that the name of the person and the charges against him are formally listed at the police station. The next step is for the suspect to go before a judge. The judge decides whether the suspect should be held in jail or released. If the suspect has no previous criminal record, and the judge feels that he will return to court rather than run away, for example, because he owns a house and has a family, he can go free. Otherwise, the suspect must put up bail. At this time, too, the judge will appoint a court lawyer to defend the suspect if he can't afford one. The suspect returns to court a week or two later for a hearing, where a lawyer from the district attorney's office presents a case against the suspect. This lawyer is called the prosecutor. The attorney may present evidence as well as witnesses. The judge at the hearing decides whether there is enough reason to hold a trial. If the judge decides that there is sufficient evidence to call for a trial, he or she sets a date for the suspect to appear in court to formally plead guilty or not guilty. At the trial, a jury of 12 people listens to the evidence from the defense attorney and the prosecuting attorney and hears the testimony of the witnesses. Then the jury goes into a private room to consider the evidence and decide whether the defendant is guilty of the crime. If the jury decides that the defendant is innocent, he is acquitted and goes free. However, if he is convicted, he remains in jail, and the judge sets a date for the defendant to appear in court again for sentencing. At this time, the judge tells the convicted person what his punishment will be. The judge may sentence him to prison, order him to pay a fine, or place him on probation. If the person is imprisoned, the judge tells him how long he will remain in jail. The American justice system is very complex and sometimes operates slowly. However, every step is designed to protect the rights of the people. These individual rights are the basis or foundation of the American government.